The story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
There's a male that's holding a sign that says, "Too ugly to be a stripper." He's a male, white, wearing a hat, and he has a beard, a jacket, and blue jeans. And he's also yelling at vehicles that are passing by.
Western Avenue in the basement. Management is saying the laundry machines are being broken into, and they also have a video of a female prostituting on the washing machines.
You're needed at Hillcrest Heights for dark black smoke coming from a chimney. Complain as a passerby.
Fire and all. There's no chimney fire. They're just poking maple syrup in the backyard.
The Red Envoy. The male driver is going to be a front-farming
impersonator.
Dumbass.
Dumbass.
He's just a dumbass.
There's the dumbass.
Daddy's a dumbass.
What a dumbass.
Dumbass.
Alexa, who am I?
I'm talking to dumbass.
Good morning. Welcome to the Dairyland Dumbass Update, the Wisconsin crime blotter. I want to thank Steve Metz for sending us in. Steve's from Waupun. And he writes, "Anyone seen my beer?" as a comment to this story from Kakana. Quote, "Someone lost a case of Miller Lite. It's all over the road. Officer to clean it up, 2:15 p.m.
Damn it.
Hundreds,
that beer.
Hundreds of comments. Joe said, "Godspeed." Olivia said, "Bring your own straw." Adam said, "I'll help the officer clean up. I know of a great disposal location." And then Mark, who apparently is a Miller Lite hater, said, "So basically no one lost anything of value."
Come on now.
Come on.
It's alcohol abuse.
Absolutely.
Charlie Behrens, thank you. All right, Sergeant Irv sent this one in Waukesha. 3:51 p.m. Wednesday, an unruly and irate Uber passenger who reeked of marijuana was described as looking, quote, like the Hulk with veins popping out. It was reported at Arcadian Avenue and Tesh Court he had been banging on the windows and door before getting out and walking away.
Hulk smashed.
Yeah.
And I believe as John would say,
there's more to that story.
Yeah. Yes, way more. Village of Caledonia, Sergeant G, March 10th, 6:30 at night. Officers dispatched to the area for a reported sus domesticus trotting southbound on a northbound side of the road. That's a pig.
Oh.
The animal was skittish, but a neighbor was able to corral the lively swine back into the owner's yard. The owner was contacted and responded, promised to reprimand Wilbur for escaping his pen. Quote, no indications of a calligraphically gifted spider was present.
Aha.
So, Charlotte's
Web. That's a Charlotte's Web.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sergeant G. Also, Caledonia, March 2nd, 2:30 in the afternoon, complainant stated he had parked his semi along the side of the road February 15th, and when he returned on March 2nd to remove it, it was missing. No calls for service were located for the vehicle. No local towing companies removed it. Residents of the area never saw it there. The vehicle was entered as stolen.
There's more to that story.
Oh, yeah. This is from Greendale. Manager called and reported there was a man getting to know himself in the fitting room.
Ugh. Southridge, clearly.
Causing damage to a piece of clothing.
Oh.
Juvenile male arrested for criminal damage to property.
It doesn't say what store.
No, but it says juvenile male.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that go back in the clearance
section? I hope not.
I know. That's why I wanted to know what store.
Got to go to the dry cleaner first.
Just throw it out.
Also, Greendale, caller reported juvenile seen silly stringing a vehicle.
Ugh.
A group of juveniles were in the area.
Did you say utes?
Utes.
Yeah, two utes.
The ones that caused
major damage.
They were stopped and identified. They all claimed that they were not involved. Parents of all the juveniles were advised no damage to the vehicles, though.
Okay. All right. So they get it off quick enough? Because if you ever had that in your house, my kids did it on New Year's Eve.
Is it like oily? Is that what
yes,
it is?
Yes. And it stains everything.
Yes. Really?
So it was all over my ceiling, and now the ceiling looks like...
Needs to be
squiggles.
Painted.
It needs to be painted. Yeah.
City of Green Bay, a man on 9th Street called police to report that for the last 10 minutes, his neighbor has been outside kicking, hitting, and headbutting a tree.
Oh, man. Oh.
Ouch. What did that tree do to him?
Right.
Fond du Lac County. The administrator for this Facebook page says, "This is a first for me. A porta potty's been called in, laying in the lane of I-41 northbound. Caller states it fell off a truck, and it is hard to see as you come up on it."
That could cause some major damage to your car.
All right, next up. This is from the Ozaukee County Community Alerts page on Facebook. Vehicle versus turkey went through windshield. Patient is pregnant. Robert said, "How do they know the turkey is pregnant?" And then from Brown County, just happened yesterday, 1:35 p.m., a call, Chuck E. Cheese. There's a man outside smoking, quote, something, and, quote, doing something to himself. Caller is inside of Red Lobster and can see the man.
Wait, where's there a Red Lobster to Chuck E. Cheese? What city was this?
Brown County. It's up in Brown County. Huh. Yeah, so they must be clearly right next to each other. Yeah. A lot of comments. Gary wrote in and said, "Just another example of the rich folks sucking down those free cheddar biscuits at the Red Lobster while looking down on someone who just endured 2 hours of screaming nonsense and cardboard pizza at Chuck E. Cheese."
Oh, my God.
Nailed it.
Gary is mad. And Brooks Whalen said, "When it comes to Red Lobster, well, it's a good gauge on how poor you were growing up.
Find out how poor you grew up with how late in life you learn Red Lobster's not a fancy restaurant." I'm not talking trash. I love RL. It's so good. It's so good. But it is the Applebee's of the sea. That's all it is. We treat them so different. I didn't know Red Lobster wasn't fancy until I was 33. And I'm 33. It was months ago. I was here. I was in New York City. I was in Times Square. I was with my friends. And there's a giant Red Lobster. I was like, "Let's go to Red Lobster." And I was just like, "We wish." Someday, right? And they were like, "No, for real, let's go." And I was like, "No, for real, I got shorts on. We're not getting in. That's a khakis only establishment. Is there a Kohl's around here? Get some Dockers, gussy up a bit."